Good day, journal. Hey, creator. Did it again. Talk about shock and awe. You would be stunned and flabbergasted, but you're not, because you know this is how you all get down. It's how the spirit routinely talks to you. You know from time to time that the divine will reach down in that hallowed bag of tricks and pull out a song from your past. Often, it's a song that, until the newest moment appears, meant something entirely different in the past than you understand it to convey now. What the spirit does in your life is like baptism. Each day is a fresh induction into this thing called life. When you wake up each morning, you get the ultimate present, the gift of life to do better and be better in every way than you were the previous day. This song blasting loudly in your celestial jukebox, known as your mind, is one you undoubtedly played on repeat during some puppy love episode in your childhood. You're confident that there was a time when this song was on your Quiet Storm Smooth Grooves playlist. You remember back in the day when you played songs like this to celebrate that lovey-dovey Tony Terry type feeling, or listen so that you might sulk in like a righteous brother because you've lost that loving feeling. So when you heard Barry White playing in your mind this morning, you couldn't help but smile and laugh. Yes, you smiled gleefully from ear to ear and laughed aloud. You did both because you knew the infinite was challenging you not to reminisce about a love gone by or a love in motion, but to find the present day meaning of this song. And sure, the easy and obvious conclusion to reach is to celebrate romantic love, allowing oneself to get drawn into that base emotion of intimate passion is easy. Such arousing simplicity is akin to what you do with the Staples button. It's the behavior of a simpleton. It's that thing that even a caveman can do. Valentine's Day is around the corner, after all. But you and the spirit don't do simple. If you had a name, it would never again have your name be associated with that of a simpleton. You wore the dunce cap for a long time. People put the dunce cap on your head even when you were the most thoughtful, most insightful person in the room. Today, the cap doesn't fit any longer. You have no intention of having the cap fit your head ever again. What were we? Yes, we were discussing the creator not making things easy on you. The spirit does not drop simple clues. No clues are found everywhere, like how cases are solved when a sloppy criminal commits a crime. You must work like Columbo, Inspector Clouseau, and Inspector Gadget to stay in tune with your maker. If you want an easy life, you must do the hard things. The spirit prepared you to do hard things. The creator stretches you because that's how you grow. You state, without friction, there's no growth. You still believe those words, don't you? Well, that's good, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And that quote about friction includes all your humanity, mind, body, and soul. If you were going to talk about the spirit in a lawless musical term, you would acknowledge the creator as a smooth criminal, like appreciating the musical styling of another deceased, celebrated, and forever remembered musical savant. Michael Jackson saw the creator lead you to where you must go. Still playing loud and clear in your mind is the late, great, deep voice talking, smooth lyrics spitting, panties thrown on the stage and romantic song singing, Barry White. The first, my last, my everything, and the answer to all my dreams. You're my sun, my moon, my guiding star, my kind of wonderful, that's what you are. I know there's only one like you. There's no way they could have made two. Yo, you're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore. You're the first, you're the last, my everything. Nobody but you and me, we got it together, baby. Oh, yes, nobody but you and me, spirit, we got it together for sure. You lead me where I'm to go and I follow happily. You show me what you want me to do with my life and I set out each day to live up to your expectations. To be or not to be who you want to be when you are no more is the question. Can you be who you proclaim to be? That is the mission. When you recognize that you have the sun, moon, and guiding star daily, you know your life can be fantastic. On a delightful or dreadful day, you need only look to the heavens and you will see the sun, moon, or guiding star. Sometimes you will see all three when the sky is precisely right. Either way, you know you are alive and have a chance to live this day of your life as you always imagined. Either way, you have comfort and relief that the divine is still rocking with you and is here if you desire to be your first, last, everything, and the answer to all your dreams. Yes, you still have dreams. Despite all the manifested hopes and realized dreams, you still have incomplete, audacious hopes and dreams. Yes, you are living an amazingly spectacular life that sees you daily in excellent health, maintaining abundant wealth and sharing timeless wisdom. Yours is a great life where you are a serial, best-selling, award-winning author and global public intellectual. Yours is a life where each day you get the honor and privilege to help serve and make sure others know that their lives matter. Yes, life is spectacular. And it is so, as the song currently playing in your mind repeatedly reminds you that you have everything. The spirit wakes you each morning, provides a clue about how to process the additional time of the present. And using Barry White, the spirit reminds you today of the gift of another fresh moment. Like a fresh morning dew on a brand new day. You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
Reflect and write. Are you a dreamer? Seriously, do you still have dreams? Or did you forego dreaming as an adult? If you have been gifted another fresh moment, you still have time to dream and make those dreams come true. The divine did not wake you today to simply go through the motions. You, like Nate, can live a spectacular life guided by the one who gave you life again today. Consider this journal your invitation. This is an invitation from the Creator to lead you where you are to go. This is your invitation to follow happily. Are you ready to live better today than yesterday? Are you prepared to follow your dreams and the one who planted those seeds at your creation? How will you use the gift of today? Now act. Could you take time today and listen? I mean, really listen. Nate often encounters the messages for him through song, but he only hears them because he sits quietly and listens. Go to a secluded place and invite the Creator to show you what you will do with your life. Write down the message you receive. Review what you write down, and then set an intention for how you will do that if you are gifted another day. Now journey forward.